Well, back home now, and there have been 395 investigations under new laws which restrict Airbnb and other short-term lettings in Dublin city rent pressure zones. That's according to a new report out today. Our Dublin correspondent John Kilrain is here with the details. John, remind us what the new law is in relation to the use of Airbnb and other short-term letting sites in rent pressure zones in Dublin City Council.
Well, under the new regulations came into force at the start of last July, if you have one or more properties that are not your private residence in a rent pressure zone, you can't use them for Airbnb unless you get planning permission. And in a rent pressure zone, it's unlikely that planning permission will be granted.
Okay. So the report out today, it states that there have been 395 investigations. What can you tell us about those?
Well, these were made under the laws, and a total of 87 of them have been classed as resolved, which is understood to mean that these properties now have been taken off the register of short-term lettings under Airbnb and other agencies. The Dublin City Council is at pains to point out that any permanent loss of units in the rental market is against their housing policy and is making the accommodation crisis in the city worse. So they're eager to limit the use of Airbnb in the Dublin city area.
And do we know, have any prosecutions been taken against anybody?
No, they say they have been resolved. There's no mention of any prosecutions. Now, under the law, you can prosecute someone who is operating, if it's not their private personal residence and they're operating it under Airbnb without planning permission, then they're open to fines of £5,000 and 6 months imprisonment. But there's been no reference to any prosecution so far. The other thing is, if it's your own private residence, you can rent out a room and you can rent out the entire property for up to 90 days a year. But what you have to do is you have to submit a declaration, a Form 15. Now, so far, there's only been 233 such declarations made. And if you consider that in Dublin, there's estimated to be over 7,000 Airbnb lettings, that seems a very, very low compliance. Now, this is data compiled by the website Inside Airbnb, and they say that more than half of the Airbnb hosts in the Dublin area are for the entire property, and around 40% of them are multi-property hosts as well, which would suggest a business rather than a genuine host.
Yes, and there are 11 city council staff who are working in a unit assigned to enforce these new laws. What kind of targets do they have?
They've now said that they're going to target 1,000 investigations a year. They have 11 staff, including 4 planning enforcement officers. And what they're going to do is they're going to go through all the online data. They're going to take complaints to the members of the public, and they're going to do inspections. And as I said, they hope to get 1,000 investigations a year, which would, if that target was met, would start getting at the overall level of Airbnb use in Dublin, and would also encourage, I think, a lot of the Airbnb landlords to be compliant.
All right. Our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain, thank you for bringing us those details.